We're going to take a look now at some of the aggressive campaigns currently underway. Oscar campaigns. Awards season is upon us, which means Hollywood studios are dropping piles of cash on ad campaigns that could get their stars top prizes at the big award shows this winter. But what makes for a successful campaign? Well, to answer that question, we have Kyle Buchanan. He's the award season columnist for the New York Times. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So let's tackle some of the nuts and bolts first. What are the steps in an Oscar campaign?
Step one, get your film out there at a fall film festival like Toronto, Telluride, Venice. Make sure that the press writes about you and considers you an Oscar contender. Step two, you want to find a good release date, not too late in the year when all the movies are out, but not too early either because you've got to stick in that Oscar conversation. And then step three is the orgy of promo. You get your your stars, your directors on those Hollywood roundtables. You make sure that they go to as many parties and events as they possibly can. You want them shaking hands, you want them kissing babies, and you want them meeting the people who will decide their ultimate fate.
I get the sense you also need some sort of story. This is when you see many a glowing profile that tells about how this person has never won before or should have won in the past or, I don't know, right? There's some kind of like narrative that has to be built to convince the voter, so to speak.
It's exactly that. It's the narrative. Spike Lee is in the race this year with Black Klansman.
Hello. This is Ron Stallworth calling.
Who am I speaking with?
This is David Duke.
Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. That David Duke?
Last time I checked.
And the narrative here is that somehow Spike Lee has never been nominated for Best Director Oscar, even though he is one of our most famous and influential directors. A lot of the time also, it's about recontextualizing your narrative, especially if you came out earlier in the year. We saw that last year with Get Out. It was a major phenomenon very early in the year, and to recontextualize it for the awards, they were pushing something quite different than they did earlier in the year. Earlier in the year, it was, this is a horror comedy, it's really smart, it says these salient things about race. At the end of the year for awards, they said, this is the movie of our time. No other Oscar contender reflects what we're going through now more than this.
What doesn't work?
What doesn't work is if they just don't like that film. You know, a film can be great on paper. It can seem like an Oscar contender par excellence. But if people don't really respond to it, it won't work. I'll give you an example. Disney, a couple years ago, they had a movie called Saving Mr. Banks with Tom Hanks and Emma Thompson. It was about the writing of Mary Poppins.
Well, Pamela Travers, you can't imagine how excited I am to finally meet you.
Would you mind? My name is Mrs. Travers, Mr. Disney.
Oh, Walt, now you gotta call me Walt.
It looked on paper like, you know, a can't-fail Oscar contender, and then come Oscar morning, it only got one nomination, and it was for Best Score. If they don't respond to the movie, even acting like you are a frontrunner isn't going to get you there. This year, Disney has Mary Poppins Returns, again, sort of in the Poppins universe. This one is with Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda, and people really are responding to it. So I expect that Disney is going to have a genuine horse in the race this year.
Who is already going hard this year, just clearly on the campaign trail, so to speak, for an Oscar?
The hardest going company in the business is Netflix. Netflix has not really penetrated races outside of Best Documentary and Best Documentary Short Subject. Last year, they got a cinematography nomination for Mudbound. But this year, they have a film, Alfonso Cuarón's Roma, this black and white Mexican film, that is having a real emotional impact on voters.
My mouth not just clear.
My mouth not just soft.
And they expect that to not only contend for things like Best Picture and Best Director, but possibly win them. And since Netflix is so deep-pocketed, they are spending money like you wouldn't believe. If a smaller outfit had a movie like Roma, they might be a little bit more conservative because they would think there's a cap on how well a movie that is an art film, black and white, like I said, foreign language, can do. But Netflix has money to burn. They are spending money. They are putting out billboards, advertisements, events, like they're promoting Avengers Infinity War. It's truly crazy and unprecedented.
Kyle Buchanan is the award season columnist for the New York Times. Thank you so much for explaining this to us.
Thanks for having me.